spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang.
And
oh good, we're recording.
Yeah, we almost I was like, this is gonna be funny because how easy. This is the one time we can't fuck up recording, and I hit
play
and not record.
Oh, I also was like, oh thank god this is a Patreon so we don't have to try that hard. Nope,
it's a regular episode you're listening to, and we thank you for being here.
I've gotta finish this donut.
Yeah,
so give me a second.
We're sharing a microphone, too. Welcome to the COVID cast. We've been passing this shit back and forth. We probably created, like, a super strain.
Oh, there's, like, a totally new strain of COVID just within the last... Wendy's here in St. Louis with me and the donut that's in my mouth. All three of us are together in the same room. Sorry, swallowing a donut. Wendy got here immediately. It was like, oh, this beer's delicious. Try it. Within 2 hours?
Yeah. I got off a plane, came back to Megan's. We had a beer. It was a mystery beer, so I took a drink. I said, this is great. She took a drink. Preston got home 30 minutes later.
Preston showed up, gave you a hug.
Yeah.
He walked in immediately after you got off a plane, and he came from God knows where. You embraced each other, and then you went, this is good. And then he just reached his hand out, like, give to me.
Yes. And then Preston took a sip of the beer, and I was like, well, we're all going to die. At the market, same thing. His dad, I went to the market with him today. They got a sandwich from this vendor, and his dad's taking it. We all have masks on because we're not supposed to be touching or like being around each other. They stayed 6 feet apart, but they did pass a sandwich in between them. His dad took a bite of sandwich. He was like, this is great. And Preston just like took a big old bite.
Yeah.
And they offered it to you too. And you were like, oh, I'm good. I don't need to.
I'm surprised he didn't offer it to you.
Yeah, just like,
he probably did. I think that was a broad offer.
Yeah.
That was anyone with an earshot.
You guys gotta try this. This is great.
Hey, Ray, random person I've ever seen in my life. Oh, speaking of random people we never saw in our lives, we had an interesting start to our evening.
Oh yeah, we did.
I don't even know how to get into this. We saw a dead body in the street. I guess would be how you would get into it. Just fucking rip that Band-Aid right off. That was wild.
Yeah.
Which I had to explain to Wendy. This is not like a everyday, like, oh, Tuesdays in St. Louis, am I right?
Yeah, there was like
a full-on, Megan was driving, we're on our way to the market, and we see a car, and there was like a kid. I mean, there's a young guy, like probably in his 20s.
Yes.
But now I feel like we have to talk about this.
Hold on, I need to. So I forgot to turn the volume on my phone off. It doesn't feel... We're using the same mic. We're passing it back and forth, just like the COVID we're spreading between the two of us.
And I'm holding mics. So I feel like I'm interviewing you, but doing like a terrible job.
Very weird. Wendy's not letting me hold the mic.
Take it. You want to take the mic?
No, I don't. I prefer this. I feel very important. I feel like I'm like... She's also putting it like right in my face. Like closer than it needs to be. And aggressively, every time she moves it, it's like a flick of the wrist.
Yeah. I'm like, so what did we see on the way to the market today, Megan? You want to tell us what you saw?
I don't know. Joe Biden molesting a child. I don't know.
Oh, God, if only. That would have been much less upsetting than what we did see, which was like a young man laying down on the street. It looked like he was hit by, well, you knew what it was.
I know what it was immediately. I immediately knew it was an overdose. I immediately knew this kid was overdosing, and it was a weird situation, and nobody was stopping, and I drove past it. It was right before the stop sign, and I drove to the stop sign and looked, and I was like, we got to turn around. So I turned around and like everyone in the stop knew what I was doing because it was a four-way stop and there's people at every – and they saw me turn and they were like, let's let this lady deal with this.
Yeah.
And so I turned around and this chick's like, baby, baby, baby to this dude. And I was like, does he need Narcan? Which was my way of being like, this is in fact the overdose that I am 99.9% sure it is. And she was like, I already Narcanned him once. And this dude was like fucking done. Like this dude was done. And I was like, Wendy had her phone. I was like, you need to call 911. And when she said she Narcanned him, I was like, well, I think you need to let us call 911 because if you already Narcanned him, I think he needs more than that.
Right.
Because he's fucking, and she was like, no, he's waking up. And then he did get up for a minute. Oh, she also left this motherfucker in the road dead. Like, her car was on the side, like, parked as a human person would park a car. Like, it was against the curb. So I think what happened was the dude was driving. They pulled over to shoot up. He OD'd. And she flipped out and got him out of the car to lay him on his back. In the middle of the fucking street. And then I don't know why she moved the car. Because you could park there. It's like a regular street. It wasn't like a main busy street. It was like a neighborhood street. But she got in the car and moved the car into like an adjacent parking lot. So there was a good like 15 seconds where this fucking dude was just laid out in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Like for a car to come run him over.
Mm-hmm. Like when we pulled back around, and by the time when we pulled back around, she'd moved her car into that spot. And then I was just like, oh, fuck, there's a dead body in the street. Well, it was.
That's where I, like, when I saw her getting in the car, because I saw her getting in the car, and that's when I was like, I definitely have to turn around because I think this bitch is about to leave this dude to die. And turned around, and then she was gone. And he was literally, we turned, and his body was just in the street. And I was like, cool, I'm going to have to call Preston and be like, hey, I'm going to be late to the market. Because I have to deal with a definitely dying dude in the middle of the street that some fucking bitch just left. But she didn't. She loves him. So she just, for whatever reason, parked her car in a parking lot and then came running back over. And I'm like, I think. And she's like, no, he's coming too. And he did for a second. And I was like, I mean, I get it. I was like, I totally get it. But I was like, if you already gave him Narcan, I really think you need to call the paramedics. And then she was like, no, he's fine. And then he started fucking nodding out again really hard. And then she started freaking out again. The chick, that wasn't a passerby. That chick was with them.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Because she was very much like, no, he's fine. There's a third party.
And then, so she was probably fake calling the cops. She was like, no, I'm calling 911.
I already knew she was. I already knew that was a fake call.
Yeah. Because, yeah.
She wasn't calling.
I thought, I was like, oh, she's going to help. Because you were like, do you want to call 911? I have my phone out. And the other woman was like, she was like, oh, no, I'm calling the cops.
No, she was with them. She was not calling the cops. She was never calling the cops. She put her phone to her ear because we were there. She was never calling 911.
Now, here's how you can tell if it's a regular dead body or someone ODing. I'm going to tell you my first clue. And this is what I'm going to look for next time. The guy looked cool as fuck. That's how you can tell if someone's dying or if they're ODing.
Oh, he looked really cool, which I don't know whether it was like the glassed over eyes that I couldn't see because they were closed, but I know they were glassy underneath his closed eyelids because he was dead. It really was a nice, like, hey, Wendy, welcome to St. Louis.
Yeah. When I was half, it's a weird thing because it was shocking and jarring to see in the middle of the day, but I also, and not since I'm like cool New York lady, but I see people passing out, nodding out, and ODing on the trains all the time, and grown men in business casual, just pissing openly in the street. So it was weird, but it was just like, in the daytime, but when he came to at the end, it was really upsetting, because I don't know if you noticed this. Oh, you were driving, so probably not, because we were turning around, but I remember when, as he was kind of coming to, his eyes opened, and you could tell it was just like a vacant stare, but he was looking kind of like at us, and I remember, it reminded me of my brother. And then, but he was looking at him, I'm like, I know he can't see me. It's like when Lou looks where you're like, where you're like,
yeah, you know, a junkie's just like a blind dog.
Yeah. Or you're like, I feel like you're looking at me, but I know you can't really see anything.
Yeah. So I hope that guy is okay. But, Narcan for another day, you know,
yeah.
Narcan today. So you can Narcan tomorrow. That's really, that should be the fucking slogan for Narcan.
Yeah. So don't do drugs, guys.
Don't Narcant, Narcan.
Yeah.
Now, fuck God.
More like you Nar. More like you Nar shouldn't.
Oh God.
You Narcan, but please Nar don't.
No, but see, I'm looking at from the pharmaceutical industry standpoint, where it's like, Don't Narcan't. Narcan. Because they're just selling. They fucking want all these junkies to keep being junkies.
Right.
They're like, keep doing heroin. Keep doing more heroin. And get more Narcan. That's what I was telling you. There's billboards all over the place telling regular ass people, not like just like informing people about Narcan. There's billboards all like outside of the city that say, carry Narcan, save a life. Basically being like, hey, random person, you should just put Narcan on your person at all times. Like in case, like, you know how sometimes people get a flat and you're like, I got a jack.
Yeah.
I can help you out. It's like that. But for dying from a heroin overdose.
Right. It's like getting a flat, but in your heart and your brain. It's like.
It really is. It is. It's getting a flat.
Yeah.
Line.
Hello. Speaking of line, you really, I encourage you, try cocaine if you're, I mean, because.
Oh, Wendy said speaking of line and then started fingering the plate full of donuts. So I was like, where's this going?
Do uppers.
Donuts, cocaine, methamphetamine.
That's what I'm having to wake up to record this as a Red Bull, sugar-free.
And then a sugar-filled donut.
Yeah.
Just to kind of balance it out.
Yeah, this is like, God. Well, I had violent diarrhea all day today because yesterday we had Mexican food. I'm so excited to move here. There's a whole area. A lot of you might not know this, listeners. There's a whole section in St. Louis of the best Mexican food, like legit, authentic. And across the street from the place we had lunch yesterday, you can also buy cowboy boots and Stetson hats if you want to look like a ranchero farmer from the 70s, which is like my dream.
I mean, that's all we want to look. If you motherfuckers don't think that we're going to be remember that, what was the documentary? The people, the guys that were bad guys, that were yogi bad guys, hippie bad guys.
Yeah.
6-part series on Netflix. And they're like, we're bad guys. And then they took over the town. And then the one lady maybe murdered people.
What?
Caller's calling.
Is this a real one? Or are you thinking of documentary now? The mockumentary they made with Owen Wilson as the leader and Michael Keaton, who fucking killed it.
No, the documentary.
About the yoga guy, the yoga documentary that I saw is the one, the guy Bikram that raped a bunch of people, but he didn't have a female murderer in there.
No, she was like they poisoned people and stuff. Someone's literally listening to this right now, being like, rah, 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 so mad.
Yeah, they're just screaming. So Megan's gonna look it up on her phone. Do 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 do.
Netflix documentary murder lady. Cult.
Yoga.
I think I made up the cult thing, but they were just hippies.
Well, hippies.
Wild, wild country.
Ding, ding, ding. If you guessed wild, wild country.
I said that like I was being like, I gotta get out of my body.
That's ours. It's
wild, wild cunts. Done.
And that's ours.
Wild, wild cunt. Tree. God damn it that we don't have to sync up audio on this one because I don't know if you guys have noticed, this is one audio track on one mic because normally you get us bright and early. We're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Well, today, it's very late. I worked a market. Wendy worked the market.
Mm-hmm.
And we're tired.
Yeah.
And we got up early and I went and I got the keys to my apartment. So I walked around and we drank this afternoon. And also, I gotta say, I'm pretty proud of myself for not murdering Preston because this morning.
Oh, he's pretty surprised for a lot of reasons. Namely, that you had such a visceral reaction to us being out of coffee and him suggesting the foolish thing of walking to get coffee. He was like, I think Wendy was going to kill me this morning. He was like, and you weren't here. I wasn't here. So you had no production whatsoever.
But see, that's nice is because he's trained. Because you guys have been together for so long that he's trained to be like, don't react. Don't respond. The woman is always right. I just am going to take it and be like, whatever you think is a good idea. I also think that's a good idea. There's a crazy woman in my home.
Going to be silent. I'm just going to be quiet and walk away.
Yep.
And say, hey, whatever you think is a good idea. If you think you should have coffee delivered to this home
with a half a dozen donuts,
then go for it. If that's your response, here's the thing. I have obviously I've got a problem with stimulants. We all know this. I don't have any Celsius while I'm here, and that's, I mean, liquid Adderall.
You know they sell Celsius outside of New York City, right? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, they don't sell it in a lot of places. The place where I got these Red Bulls.
Quick Trip has it.
Okay, well then I need to start going there. That's my first stop. Fuck a litter box, fuck my cat.
No, the fucking, because I like Highball. Welcome to, we have problems with stimulants, energy drink chat. No, one has Highball, but they all have Celsius. The one down the street, the one just down the street, they have Celsius.
Oh, well then I gotta go there and stock up.
Yeah.
That's, good. I got it.
Again, we love gas station food and drink.
I need to have coffee in the morning. I like it. It's helps me go potty. Big potty. Big girl potties.
Helps Wendy make big girl potty.
I need...
Put that on your OnlyFans.
Yeah. I need coffee to help me go boom boom. Dude, people...
This is going to be our lives, by the way. We get to do this in person. Twice a week, every week. Wendy doesn't even go back to New York. She just gets on a plane to anywhere else.
And next time we'll do it, we'll figure out, we'll be on our own mic so we don't have to do this echo thing.
No, we have like a whole, I have that, it's somewhere in that closet. I'm pointing to a closet. Yeah, I've got one. But there's the thing, the guy that you put, I mean, we could record lots of mics.
Yeah.
Oh, you have one of those things?
Yes, that's what I used to use in LA when we'd have guests.
Oh, no, I fully, but I was like, I haven't used it in 2 years. And I was like, I told Wendy straight up, I was like, I'm not fucking around with that right now. It's 10 o'clock at night. We're just going to record on one mic. You've all dealt with worse.
I know.
I don't want to hear it. Just like you don't want to hear this every week. But guess what? You do. So.
You don't really have a choice.
Yeah. Fuck you. I don't care. Like, oh, what are you going to do? Stop listening to us? You would have done that years ago. Clearly, we have some weird, unhealthy relationship involved here. We're like, you need us. We need you. I don't know. None of us like each other.
No.
This is unhealthy.
Yeah, this is, you guys need Narcast to get you off of this fucking show. It's like, it's one of those things where once you're doing it so much, if they stopped listening, they would probably get sick. That's like.
It is. It is just like heroin. It's like, you can't just quit cold turkey. You will get sick.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, that is good. We should start. That's a great idea. See, join our Patreon. And guys, what we'll do is we'll stop doing full episodes on the Patreon. We'll taper you down. So we'll do like instead of an hour, 45 and then 30 and then 15 and then 7 and then 6.5. And then we'll just, because we want to keep you going. And then what we're going to do is right when you're almost done, right back up to an hour.
And it won't be a full hour. It'll be all the shorter episodes you listen to combined in one. So you'll be like, they did 2.5 hours, but it's a shit you already heard and you won't know the difference.
No.
We'll mix it up, put it in all different orders.
Oh, that's very, and at that point, it will be on two separate audio tracks. So we'll also mix up the order of the audio tracks.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll still space it out so we're not talking over each other, but it'll just be completely different conversations.
Yes. Much like the regular podcast.
Oh God, yeah. No, I have a Red Bull because I'm like, well, I want to be able to sleep soundly tonight. So a little caffeine puts me to sleep at night.
Oh yeah, I had a Red Bull because like my words weren't running into each other. So I was like, I'm not talking fast enough. I need a Red Bull.
Yeah, I gotta. Well, I needed a wake up, and I don't have any Narcan or Celsius. That's how I take my Celsius, by the way. I shoot it up.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
In a nasal spray. That's why I like to take my energy drinks. You know, this morning when I woke up, and I get it, a lot of people are not caffeine addicts, but I just was like in shock. I woke up and I was like, they probably have coffee made, and I didn't smell any coffee, and I'm like, that's fine. And I saw there was no coffee made, and I kind of, I'm like, I'll just make it myself.
Did I tell you what happened when I woke up? So I woke up because I had to go to the kitchen early. So I got up and I came upstairs. And I went to make you coffee. I mean, I just went to make coffee. I was going to make a big pot of coffee. And our coffee wasn't on the counter. And I was like, fuck. Shit. And I looked in the cupboard as if it was the cupboards were bare. But I just still checked. I was like,
You're like, fuck. You heard me kind of when you're like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Oh, I did not even have to go to the kitchen this morning. That was a lie. I just want to get the fuck out when I realized we were out of coffee. Because I was going to make a pot of coffee to have. Like, I wasn't even going to have any. I was just going to get it started and run to the kitchen so that when you woke up, you wouldn't, I don't know, murder my dog and my boyfriend. So, and then I realized we were out of coffee and I was like, ugh. And so I went and I was like, whatever, I have to get gas anyways. I'll stop at Quick Trip, home of Celsius, and get some coffee. And as I pulled to the gas pump, because I was just going to go in and get like a bunch of like big, huge coffees. Is that regular? Is that just happens?
Yeah, it goes to my screensaver.
Oh, that's horrifying.
I know.
Sorry, guys. Producer talk.
Producer talk. Does your laptop just completely shut down partway through recording?
Every time.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're also coughing on this episode. Yes.
And we're coughing on the episode and on the microphone. And
on each other. Yeah. In each other.
We are coughing directly into each other's mouths. That's COVID, because a lot of times if you cough just in the air, it'll die. But what we're doing, which is good, I think, is coughing and yelling onto the microphone so the COVID can stay safely on the mic.
I mean, that's why it's so good that stand-up's coming back soon. Because you want to fucking, talking about super spreader, just a stand, I mean, just like this bad boy. You guys hear that? You hear that? That's just a foam covering, just soaking up particles.
Yeah.
It's, just, it's a COVID sponge. It's so nice. You're like, Stand up is fucking. I mean, it's great and I love it. And it'll be great in 2 years when it comes back. These outdoor shows, they're all going to get shut down in the wintertime. I know we talk about it on the show, but like, I mean, and God love the people. God bless you that are staying in the big cities, but enjoy.
I was listening to Burr. Welcome back to other podcasts that don't need our help that we listen to that you guys probably already do anyways. But he did a show at the fucking Magic Castle, which sounds fun as shit. Like, if I was a person that just enjoyed things and never did stand-up comedy, I'd be like, oh, fun, go watch stand-up comedy in the parking lot at the Magic Castle. But he said he walked three people. But what that meant was three people drove away. Which he talked, he was like, I came home, because he's not drinking or like doing anything right now. Like he does every 3 months where he just decides to be healthy and then goes, fuck this, life's terrible. So he said he went home and like ate a whole pizza and was just like super depressed. But like, because that's a fucking, it's one thing to like walk people at a show, like that hurts. But you might not see it also depending on the club you're at. Could you imagine driving three people, like three people hating you so much, they fucking start their cars and drive away?
Yeah.
Ooh, I would kill myself. I would fucking, if I hadn't already quit stand-up comedy, that one time.
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Well, and the issue with the outdoor shows, and I get, it just feels weird to me because part of me goes like, oh, I would love to do an outdoor show. But then I also know the virus is still out there. And so it feels very kind of shitty to me to be like, it's so important that I keep my skills sharp as a comedian. It's so important to me that I want to risk possibly spreading a thing. There are still dangers involved. And also the outdoor shows are in the day. And a lot of them, I mean, sometimes they're night, but you have a spotlight on you. But the daytime shows I've seen pictures of, it's like people are sitting out on blankets. Can you imagine walking someone there where they have to just like, you're so bad that they start packing up a picnic basket, and they stand up with their sheet like, okay, team, everybody grab a corner. We got to fold this thing up. Like while you're...
And there's ants on it, so they got to shake it.
Yes.
Just in the middle of the day and everyone's spread out. Like they would be louder packing their shit than the person performing, because when you're outdoors, you don't have a microphone. So you're just like yelling at people as if you are preaching to your disciples. And it's just like,
it's so strange. But the car thing, because that is like, that's the safest way. And like they've done like, I mean, there's a drive-in out in Illinois that once you move here, we're going to. I'm super excited about. Because that's a cool thing. I'm like, oh, I kind of hope this brings drive-ins back. Because I think drive-ins are just, that's like a cool thing. Because when you go to the movie, it's not actually like a social – you're not hanging out with the other people in the movie theater. You're just watching the same thing, but nobody talks to each other. So I dig that. So, like, it makes sense for concerts or for right now, comedy, whatever, where people would be in their cars and be kind of like a drive-in situation. But the difference is watching a movie and experiencing like a music or comedy show are incredibly different. And so to be alone in your car or with like you and me, and like that's just like weird.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah. The only comic that I've heard that really is into it and fucking loves it is Bert Kreischer, but that's because he's drunk half the time and he just takes off a shirt and just like yells like a bear. And he's like, it's fucking great. So I've heard him talk about it and he thinks it's great, but I'm also like, well. He likes to just get drunk and yell and the lights flash at him and the horns honk. And so he feels like, whoa, it's noises and lights coming at me. But it's because he's like a drunk bear animal. And I think he's great and he's super nice. That doesn't work for a lot of comedy because a lot of comedy, it's more like nuanced. And if you're throwing out one-liners or you're trying to do crowd work and you're trying to kind of feel the vibe, there's not really a vibe when you're just like.
Well, because that's the other, like, and you don't do this, but you do, I mean, you work with it, but like there's certain comics that are like just crowd work comics. All they do is crowd work. They're dead. They're fucking dead. Like that's done.
Yeah. The crowd work thing, I will say I like the Zoom shows because even on the Patreon group chats, and thank you guys for being on the Patreon and for coming to those chats. We're going to try to find some different times in there just to have like different people join. So maybe weekdays, earlier, whatever, different time zones. Doing those group chats, I found that's really helpful for doing crowd work on a Zoom show. So like a Zoom show, I actually like for crowd work because it's easier because you can see everybody. That's easier for crowd work than just like, look at this asshole way out in the field. I can't really think, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you got a pink picnic towel, but you got a little dick. Like, what's the joke we're doing here? What are the bits that we're doing?
It's pronounced picnic. You sound like a real, you're welcome. Thank God you're not doing these outdoor shows. You'd really embarrass yourself.
Well, and I was holding on to a little bit of hope that my new apartment, so I'm living close to a place called Venice Cafe. And yeah, you can probably figure out where I live if I tell you that and you're in St. Louis. But guess again, I truly don't give a fuck. Come.
Wendy has two doors to get into her apartment, so I fucking dare you to kill her. I dare you. Also, the fucking landlord's kid has already got dibs, so.
Yeah.
Dude. They're very nice.
They're very nice. We're not going to talk about it, because that's the other thing. We're going to have to really rein in some conversations, I believe, starting once Wendy officially moves here. We got to rein in what we talk about, because worlds are colliding rapidly. So Patreon's really where you go to hear the real shit. This will just be straight Andy news, talking shit about famous comedians, recommending other podcasts that you already listen to that do not need our help getting more listeners.
Mm-hmm. Giving you tips on how to help a fellow human who is having an overdose in public.
Yes.
Just helpful things like the stuff you come here for.
Everyday advice.
But, so I went to this place, Venice Cafe. Again, please come say hi to me. Honestly, I need friends. So even if you show up and you're trying to kill me, we hang out for a little bit. That's fine. I don't really care.
Sounds great, though.
Mm-hmm. That's the best kind of hang because it's not like, oh, this is going to drag on. You're like, oh, I'm going to get.
You know you've got an out.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about being like, oh, I'm so tired. It's just like, you're going to murder me. So, I mean, I might as well have another drink.
I know.
So I go to this cool outdoor space, and it was a smart move because I went last night, took an Uber, so inexpensive. I took a car from Megan's place to Venice Cafe. And this, if you're moving to, and I know a lot of people are moving right now because COVID, I cannot recommend enough, go to the closest bar to you. I last night got a bunch of phone numbers and immediately met a musician, another musician, an artist, and a drug dealing bartender.
And property owner.
Yes. And again, I should probably, whatever, who gives a shit? I was like, should I have said that? Fucking who knows? Whatever. Nobody gives. I'm lying.
Hey. Yeah. If anything you hear us say you don't like or think is bad, we're lying.
And by lying, we mean making a joke because this is a comedy show.
Yeah, we might be in the automotive / pet care section / world news section of iTunes, but actually, this is a well-crafted, well-scripted comedy podcast.
Did you see that? Yeah. Comedy, but your brain was like, no, I'm not going to let you finish this.
Your brain's like, it's not comedy, and it's definitely not whatever the fuck the next word you're about to say is.
Okay, the first part comedy, that was a lie, so I'm going to assume the second thing is also going to be a big fat lie.
I'm just going to shut it down.
But yeah, it was really fun. I had a few beers, sat outside, chatted some people up. That's one thing that I really like is that people that are selling drugs will make it known. And I think maybe because it's a smaller town, so maybe people don't really give a shit. But I know in New York, you can kind of tell, there's a certain way that people dress, and you can kind of tell when you're out at certain bars, people walk in and you'll be like, oh, I can buy drugs from that person. And
whereas here in St. Louis, again, when we have people dying in the street, quite literally in residential neighborhoods, you never know. Like, anybody could have drugs on them. Right. So you got to just make sure you walk in and be like, hey, I sell drugs.
Yeah.
If anybody needs, I know I just look like that guy, but that guy, oh, you sell drugs too? But whatever. That guy probably doesn't. Okay, cool. That guy doesn't. So me and this other guy, my name's Brad. That guy's Matt. Right. If anybody needs drugs, Brad and Matt.
Now, I know it's confusing because a lot of times you can spot the secret drug dealer because they're kind of loitering by the door and not really drinking, and they seem to be uninterested in what's going on, and they're kind of leaning up against a wall, and that's so you can, and they seem to know everyone, a lot of handshakes. So that's tricky because it could be a drug dealer. It could be someone about to OD on drugs. So it could be a drug dealer. It could be a drug user.
All I care, it's drugs. There's drugs involved in there somewhere. So really, that's all that matters.
Right. So you can either buy drugs off of someone, or maybe you can take their drugs when they do a nun night against the wall.
I'm sorry, do a nun night?
Yeah, go nun night.
No. You did not.
I said do a nun night.
You said, yeah, I just want to make, you didn't say go nun night. You said do a nun night. Yeah.
Do you want to do a nun night, or do you have to make boom boom? Boom, or you do your nun nights?
That's literally how we have to talk to Louie every day. Like, Louie, you can't do a nine-nine until you make a boo-boom. God, you're going to be a great aunt.
Yeah. I'm excited.
You already are a good aunt. But I mean to my kids, where like, it's not really family and like, you can fuck them up real good.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be great. Because with Lou, what I've been doing to be a good aunt to Lou is we take naps and I rub his belly. So when you have kids, I'll be like, kids are dogs, right? It's just me just like stroking your 4-year-old's belly. You're like,
okay. Yeah, I come in. I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, I'm not one to talk because every time anyone I know makes me a new friend, which is what I refer to it as, I go, oh, I can't wait to smell that tummy. So, I mean, I really don't know if I can get mad at you if you're just rubbing. You're not, hey, at least you're not smelling it.
It's a great point. Ants don't. Ants.
I know we were quiet for a minute there, but it's because we were both going like, hmm? Hmm?
Yeah, it's because we're looking at each other like, huh? We're looking at each other like, how much longer do we have to do this? Because we're really, normally on FaceTime, it just is interesting because we've been around each other for a couple of days, but we are like face to face. We are sitting on this bed like.
We are, what, like old school? We're in fourth grade. We're having a sleepover. We're going to talk about boys. We're going to finger ourselves or each other. We're in fourth grade. We have budding sexuality.
Either we're going to finger each other or we're just going to do tummy rubs.
Same thing. In fourth grade, really, I think it's pretty fucking similar. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. You don't think that's a sex game? Please. Some girls under the butt.
Yeah. We got light as a feather, stiff as a board. I really want to do the hypnotism thing. We got to look up hypnotists here in St. Louis. We need to do that. And we need to also learn, and this is a real conversation that we had the other day, not a fake joke thing. But now that we're sitting on the bed, cross-legged with donuts, being like, we're going to do a radio show on our computer.
Guys. I know a lot of people be like, oh, you're going to be so much more productive now that you're together. I think very much not.
No. Well, I got a message from Maura, and she wrote to both of us on Instagram. She messaged, she goes, I'm super excited to see what you guys are like once you're together. And she goes, if you have like a bunch of hilarious episodes, or you just like start fucking around so much you forget to even record this week.
Oh, fuck. First off, fuck you. We won't forget to record. Record? Did I say that weird? I feel like I said record weird.
Yeah.
Like a long O? Is that a thing?
Record?
That sounded like Mr. Ed. Sorry, that was for our Nick at Nighters out there. Our Mac Tonight fans. That story, right? About how my friend dated a girl that looked like Mac Tonight. So we call her Mac Tonight.
Like she had a big chin and a moon head?
So she was made of moon.
So her head was shaped like a moon and she smelled like cheese.
Oh, I wish. God willing.
That's mac and cheese tonight.
Oh, no, thank you. Also, if I ever have a diner, that's I'm having mac and cheese tonight. Like, what's that reference to? I'm like, don't worry about it.
They're like, no, tell us. No, you don't want to know. It's like, not funny. It's not clever. And it actually is not even, because the original name is Mac at Night, right?
No, wasn't it Mac Tonight?
I don't know.
It was Mac Tonight. I'm looking it up.
Look it up. Hey, cool it off. Do you know, when we recorded that the episode, Cool It Off, we was halfway through, I fucked up and said, cool it down.
Yeah, I know. And that made, I didn't correct you because I thought it was funnier that way.
Yeah, and then you didn't correct me. And then when I was listening to it, I was editing, and I was so, dude, I was fucking pissed. I was laughing.
What is Mac Tonight?
It's Mac Tonight? I'd forgotten. Oh, Mac Tonight, breakfast tomorrow. You know what they say? If you can make a girl mac tonight, you can make her breakfast tomorrow.
No, thank you.
Wait, now who's the person? Did the girl know that she?
Oh, of course. Oh, God forbid. No, she didn't know that we called her that. But we also called her a Habsburg. Look up the Habsburgs. It's like an old-timey, good old-fashioned royalty inbreeding. And they were so inbred they couldn't chew their own food. So a person had to their jaw. She had a big jaw, so we called her a Habsburg.
How long did your friend date this chick?
Like a couple years. But fair point. She also apparently kissed her father on the mouth.
What does that have? Does that like enlarge your jaw or something?
No, I'm just saying like gross. So I'm just saying that to like feel less bad about being mean. Something weird was going on there.
She kissed her on the mouth, so she deserves to be called ugly moon face. Can't chew her food girl. It's a long nickname.
Thank you. I'm glad you understand. No, you don't kiss a parent on the mouth as an adult.
No.
That stops. I'm honestly, truly. And we got plenty. First of all, we're your moms. We got plenty of moms.
Yeah, and you do have to kiss us on the mouth.
Well, that is different. That is different. You have to kiss us on our mouth and on some other places.
You got to kiss us on the mouth and on the lips. You know what I mean?
This is, oh, Jesus Christ.
And see, and soon you can come visit both of us at the market. And shout out to Joel came by to visit. I don't know if he wants to say his name. Whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy. yeah, it was a weird, cause when he came, I like had this, cause he's on the Patreon calls. So I do have a sense that I know him. So my first thought when I was like, I almost ran to give him a hug and I had to be like, wait, stop COVID. It's not Preston where we share. I'm like, no, this is St. Louis. You can share beers, right?
Yeah. You spit in each other's mouths. That's how you say hi.
But yeah, you guys do have to kiss us on the mouth and the lips, but everyone else.
It's fucking weird. Yeah. Don't do it. I think 7's the cap.
Yeah.
No mouth kisses. No mouth kisses if you're over 7. Like, it's very unsettling to me. Am I wrong? Do you want...
No, I get it. It is a weird thing. I stopped... Well, it was my family's weird, and we've talked about this, but like...
Yeah, Okay, I would be shocked if you were like, I mean, me and my mom tongue kiss every time I see her.
Yeah, well, that's when she put my tampon in for me the first time when I was 15. I was so nervous, and she was like, this will help you relax. Kiss it. I can't even say it without grossing myself out. I was going to say, it's not funny. I'm drinking Red Bull and eating donuts. I was going to be like, she's trying to put a tampon in me, and I was just like so tight. And she's like, relax, come here, give me a kiss like a big girl.
Mommy, a big girl kiss. Make mommy go nay nay.
Drop that tongue in mommy's mouth like a boom boom in the toilet.
Oh my god! That made me. That I just had like a reaction.
Oh no! Before I said it, I was like, I shouldn't say this. This is really a gross visual. And then I was like, no, all right, it's already in my brain, so I have to get it out.
It's already coming out. It's coming out like a boom boom, much like a boom boom. It's coming out of me. And there's no pushing it back in.
No.
Oh my god! Yeah, no, mouth kissing is weird. My family would walk around naked in front of each other all the time.
I have friends that families are fucking freaks like you.
Well, we had big junk, so we had to be like, huh? You
wanna- like, look at this huge vagina. You got this too, right? Oh, thank God. That's why your family did it, was to be like, we have to normalize this to the children.
Honestly, the first time that I remember on swim team, you're changing in the locker room, and I remember I was super embarrassed because I was like, I have like a, I remember being like, everyone else had like a tiny pussy, and I was like, I have like, looks like I had fucking a litter of kittens out of this thing, and I've never even kissed a boy. Like, what the fuck?
No, because I have a big pussy too. See, guys, you know, sometimes you wonder why the universe brought a person into your life. Other times it's very obvious and in your face.
Oh, this is so funny. This is fun because this goes out just and anyone can listen to this, which is...
It's so funny when you realize like, oh, guys, the episodes are about to get real weird in a few weeks because it's just going to be me and Wendy being together and being like, oh, we're just going to try and make each other laugh and say terrible shit and then have to edit this and go... Oh, so you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe we will not release any episodes once Wendy's here because we'll start listening and be like, oh, oh dear. Oh no.
Well, this actually, it's not going to be a lot because I'm going to go through and there are not very many pauses. I might leave them in for dramatic effect because I feel like we're really killing it. Oh. We should just.
Also, nothing is proven to be more wrong than when we think we have a bad episode. We're like, that was terrible. You guys are like, best episode ever. That was fucking great. And when we're just like laughing and slapping and so excited, we're like, oh, that episode. Like we'll call each other. We're like, oh my God, I was editing. And I just like, I felt like an asshole because I was just like, I was like, we are so funny. And then you know what you guys say? Nothing.
Because the ones where we're probably like, oh, it wasn't really like, you know, like popping with like jokes. We were really kind of like working a little bit harder at it. They're like, no, we like that because you had to come up with original thoughts. When you guys think you're being funny, it's pretty much you're talking about your giant genitals and then also some kind of weird incest thing. It's pretty consistently what we think is funny and also just shitting ourselves. So it's like, it's not funny. It's gross. We have the humor of 12-year-old boys, but we're adult women.
100%. Like it blows my mind that we've made it this far in life without people being like, I think they might have a problem, like a mental problem. Like, I think they should be studied.
Yeah. Like we're both like these. Oh, this motherfucker you're dating. He probably has autism and this motherfucker and this person has this Asperger's. This, you need to, all these people in our lives are just super fucked up. And we saw a documentary and people were like, oh no, you guys.
Oh, it's us. It's always been us. That's the mental illness has been calling from inside the house for sure. For sure.
Oh my God. Yeah. And I'm excited to move here and I got drugs and the drug deal that I met.
I don't think you definitely said that. Also, Wendy, first of all, got weed cookies. Wendy said drugs, like it was cool drugs. And I guarantee you, when you said that, they were like, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Clearly, Wendy's off the cocaine wagon or on the cocaine. On the cocaine wagon or off the cocaine wagon?
I don't know. Which is it? Callers call in. What's the thing where you're doing it all the time?
Oh, that's called laying in the street dead. That's
okay, yeah, yeah. What's
while the love of your life is going, baby, baby, baby. No, 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 don't call 911. I'm going to now run away.
Oh, I love you so much. Oh, that chick. I had a fucking problem with that chick. Yeah, the woman, I didn't think she was with them, but it makes sense.
No, that woman was definitely with them. That woman was with them. She was, I knew it when she was like, she had her phone. She's like, I'm calling 911 and had her phone in hand. And I was like, no, you're fucking not.
She sees us. Because Megan pulled her in. She's like, do you guys need help? Do you guys need help? And then the one chick.
I was blocking traffic. Like yeah. There was, and like a car behind me did also stop. The car behind me, I think, was waiting to see what happened with me talking to them. But there was like basically all the cars were, because there was a fucking body in the street. So it was like everybody kind of like, I think a bunch of people were like, I don't want to fucking, I do not want to deal with this. I do not want to deal with this, which isn't right. You shouldn't do that. If you see someone hurt or in trouble, even if you disagree with the reason they are hurt or in trouble, you should stop. You should see if someone's okay. If you see a homeless guy on the street that's passed out, not for nothing, at least be like, hey man, how you doing? Also, he could just be passed out. Also, he'd be batshit crazy and you could wake him up and he could try and kill you. So I'm not saying, but like, just like make sure people are alive. It's real bare bones humanity. Just fucking just give him a like, hey, sir. And then if there's no movement whatsoever, be like, ugh. So like other cars, people were stopped. But I think what? That girl. I'm pretty sure, and this might be mean, I think the reason she was so upset was not because her boyfriend just overdosed. I think it's probably because he hit before she did.
What? Now, see, I've never done heroin. I'm a fucking loser. I only just...
She was not high.
Oh, so like he did it. And he passed out, and so then she was sober.
Mm-hmm. That was the vibe I got.
Yeah, because she didn't seem like she was on heroin. She seemed very, like, alert. And I've never done heroin. To me, she seemed like someone who maybe had a Celsius or two. Like, she was, she seemed real fired up.
Well, nothing wakes you up like the love of your life dead in the middle of the street. I just can't get over that she left in the middle of the street.
And then that other woman, you're right, I should have known that she wasn't calling the cops because she had a banana. She was like, you're like, should we call the cops? She's like, no, I got 911 on the phone. You're like, you're holding a piece of fruit to your ear.
Man, that's an apple. It's not even, everyone uses a banana. We do a comedy podcast, so we know what fruit you use when you're fake calling someone. And it's not an apple. Thank you. Do you need us to call 911 on our banana phone?
Or if we don't, we can use our friend's face. It's shaped like a moon, which is close to a banana. So we can. It's okay. She fucks her dad. We can tell her she's ugly. This moon face dad fucker.
Excuse me.
Now that's it. Young people who listen, which are plentiful. I mean, you're starting bands. If you don't fucking call your band Young Moon Faced Dad Fucker.
It does.
It sounds like if there was a porn, like I'm sure like a porn parody of Star Wars, I'm sure Star Wars or something like that. But if there was.
You're right. I should Google this right now.
Yep. You should Google. I would assume that they would call it Star Wars. And that would for sure be the Princess Leia character who's like moon faced dad fucker. I think it's or daddy. Should we say dad or daddy fucker? Is there not a Star Wars porn parody? There's got to be. There's.
Oh. Moon. Oh, see, this is never mind. I'm not gonna say it because this is a different. This isn't a Mac Tonight moon face. This is like a Asian thing. No, because that's a thing. They like
what Sailor Moon porn anime. That's anime, is right or no? Okay. We mean a crescent moon face.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. That's, I didn't, yeah. We mean a shape of a face that is physically impossible for a human to have, which is that of a crescent, yeah, waxing or waning moon.
It's fun to Google stuff once we've already said it a bunch and we're not going to edit out. And we're like, well, fucking fuck. Fuck me. Fuck, fuck.
Okay. Look up Mac tonight and fucking come back at me then. That's when I say moon faced. I mean a man in glasses who has the shape of a crescent moon as a face. Very large. Too large. I would say 2/3 of his body size.
Also, sometimes a bow tie. And did he play piano or saxophone or anything? Or am I?
I mean, he was a jazz musician of sorts, I would say, definitely. I'm not sure what his, I mean, I think Mac Tonight was really a jack of all trades. You know what I mean? I think he was one of those like just like utility musicians that they called in when they were like, man, we don't know what this track needs, but it needs some Mac Tonight. And he just came in and he was like, I got it. Threw a little didgeridoo on it, whatever he needed to do.
This is going to be terrible, and I know, and I hope somebody listening is already screaming.
The entire episode?
Oh, the whole episode. But I was going to say he sounds like a Mac of all trades.
Oh no, thank you.
Yes, I had to do it because I know, like, at least one person was like, "That's such a funk." Come on, come on.
I mean, I've had Return of the Mac stuck in my head all day, so this is really coming full circle.
What is Return of the Mac?
That song. Are you joking me?
Which song by whom? Whom? I got, and at the end, my brain was like, you better, this is it who or whom? And so I just was like, I'll just kind of throw an M on it.
That was crazy.
I did the same thing with you with record. I just elongated the O and I kind of was like, by who? And so if I could, either way.
Like I said, who and hmm.
Yeah, it's like, by who? These donuts are good. And so you don't know what I'm doing, but I wanted to have all my bases covered.
Well, you know it's good. No matter what you're doing, you're not doing it well. And that's really all we can hope here at Pussy Fart Gang is that nothing's done well.
Oh, my God. It is a funny thing to, like, meet people at the market who you've told me that, like, you're like, oh, I have a podcast. And I'm like, what's it called? And you're just like, anyway, I'd rather not. I don't want to talk about this personal to me. I'd rather not.
Really? Isn't that, like, a job? That you want to be successful at? I'm like, no, but I want it to be like successful entirely outside of here. I want everyone else to listen to it, but no one here.
You know, the one chick that I know that she's listened to it, right? She's listened to it? Yeah, that was funny too. She's like, hey. And she was just like, hey. And I'm like, oh, fucking yes. Because it's fun to meet people that have listened to it. And they're like, this is the prostitute?
Yeah, that's, I genuinely feel like that's what people are doing. Where they're just like, this is the, they're just looking, and they're just like looking at your genitals like, they don't look that big. I mean, I wouldn't pay for them. They're so big. Like, you know, where it's like, oh, you got to pay for these genitals. They're so huge.
Yeah, she did. She looked right at my crotch.
And then went,
Yeah, it is.
I've seen bigger.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. It is a weird thing. Like, even when Joel came, you just forget. You meet, because this on the Patreon Zoom calls, we're all, you're still kind of separated. But to see in person, I was just like, hey. And then part of my brain was like, you know, intricate details.
Oh, that's, I forget all the time. I mean, could you imagine if we got an actually successful podcast? Because there's people that have wildly successful podcasts, you know, good ones. Perhaps you've heard of them. Anything but us. But could you imagine, like, where it's just like you go out in the world and like people just like know your about you? Ugh! Thank God, just it's a bunch of fucking weirdos that listen to this.
I know, and we love you guys.
Oh, I'm so grateful. It's again, we're not trying to make you join the Patreon. But it's really cool when we do the Patreon calls and we hang out with you guys, because it is very much like, oh, this makes sense that you fucking weirdos listen to this shit. I mean that in the most complimentary way. Because once everybody gets comfortable and everybody's just, like, talking shit and hanging out, it's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, even though everyone comes from, like, wildly different backgrounds and has totally different lives and is, like, all ages and comes from all over the place, everybody's fucking weird. Like, once everybody gets comfortable, it's like, oh, you're all a bunch of fucking weirdos. No wonder you listen to this podcast.
Yeah. It really is. It's fun.
Bad taste.
Low self-esteem. That's why you keep coming back for more.
Just like your mom's.
What's the Return of the Mac? What is that song? Who's it by?
Oh, my God.
Whom is it by? By whom? By whom is it?
By whom?
And yeah, I'm going to just leave this. I was going to try to fill.
No.
Oh, great.
I'm playing it.
Let's do it.
Come at us, Mark Morrison. Oh, I know this song.
Yeah, I know you know the song.
Guys, what happens when we just play this song for 3 minutes and 45 seconds? Like, we're all cool with that? Great.
If they sue us, keep playing it. I like it. This might be smart for us because if they get mad, they'll try to sue us and then we can get some press, baby.
There we go. This is terrible radio. Actually, it's good radio. Yeah. You know what happens on the radio? They play music. And we're an old-fashioned podcast.
That was
back to days of old.
Days of old. Whichever. Just in case.
We don't know. It's like old. Like that old dog. Old Yeller. Or like old. We don't know which is more like hip.
Yeah, what's like, what's cooler?
Hey, young people. We're just a couple of old radio ladies. We're just playing music and...
just illegally playing music off our phone. This is fucking wild. Just passing a mic. It's weird that our show's not more successful and that networks don't want us on there.
First of all, eat my dick on that because I've listened to a lot of podcasts that have way more listeners than us, which I know you guys are probably like, that's impossible. No one has more listeners than us. Terrible fucking audio quality. And this episode, not an example of how good our podcast usually sounds. But truly, like, there's some things and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Especially once COVID hit and everybody had to start, like, recording separately. Y'all, I'm just saying, like, we're fucking very dumb. Very dumb and lazy and worthless and not hardworking. And ours is aces. Like, and has been for a long time. These people, like, good, like, that have sponsors. I couldn't think of the word. I was like, have admin? I was going to say admin.
You're like, these people have good. But fill in the blank. Everything's good. They have everything good.
But, like, the fucking audio quality is bananas. Like, it sounds like they're in a fucking closet. When I actually recorded in a closet. I used to record in a closet with a cup of pens. So fucking.
Yeah. And you know, not for nothing, my studio apartment is kind of like a big closet with a toilet. So.
Oh, there's many rich women that would be sad at how small of a closet that apartment was.
And we somehow make it work. This is fun though, because we're passing the microphone back and forth.
I can't wait to see how good we both feel tomorrow.
Well, we already have coffee made, which is Megan, when we got back, we bought coffee today. Well, this morning, yeah, I was like pacing. I'm like, no, it's fine. I really felt like I was fucking, I was jonesing. I mean, caffeine is a drug. Yeah, that's right. I was getting drugs. I found a fucking drug dealer. Oh, where'd you go? Oh, the local guy, the coffee guy. I mean, why?
Duncan?
Yeah. Ever heard of it? I had an edible last night, those cookies. That was good.
We still have some left.
I know. And it made me, you talk about making you do a nun night. Maybe that's what made me go such big boom booms, because
it was like, it was like fucking
Mexican food. And it was so good. And then I'm like, and then I had beer and fried zucchini.
I can't figure out why you were shitting your face off all morning. You flew, which always makes your boom booms weird. And then you got here, immediately bought like 4 Red Bulls. We went and got Mexican. You had a beer at 10 o'clock in the morning. Then we went and got Mexican food. Then you came back here, took a nap, drank more Red Bull, probably ate some cheese or something, I'm guessing. Just throwing it out there. Then went, drank more beer, ate fried food, got drug cookies, came home.
Drank laxative tea.
I wasn't to morning yet. Or no, that was last night.
I always make, yeah, I'm gonna, as soon as we're done recording, I'm going to get that kettle fired up and get my tea going.
So did you do it?
I sure did.
Also, can we talk about how I couldn't do it?
Try it. There you go.
But the first time I was like I did like a.
Yeah, like you're trying to get peanut butter off the roof of your mouth.
Like a dog.
You'd be like.
We got to practice.
Okay, this has been a great episode, but we have other jobs.
Yeah.
And some of them include practicing how to go.
We have to. Well, especially, I mean, first of all, I do want to say thank you so much for getting the coffee. We walked in, we bought coffee, and we walked in and Megan started making the coffee, like to set up to be ready.
It was the first thing I did. I opened the coffee and set it up to be like, staring at Wendy in the eyes, like, you see what I'm doing?
But she said it very calmly. And I know right now we're like being funny, but she was very calm and gentle. She goes, hey, so I just want you to know I'm setting the coffee. I'm making coffee. I mean, I'm not making it now, but it's ready to go in the morning.
I said, I'm not making it now because I do think that you were probably like, oh, are we making it? I'm fine. Yeah, we can do that. Let's do a pot of coffee right now before bed.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around and it's so fun. With the pussy fucking.